I think it's probably common for just about everybody to be curious and want to know what life will be like after death. You know, it seems like these near-death experiences and what is seen has a great interest today. And so when our Lord, the Son of God, reveals to us something of what that life might be like, well, this makes for good material for meditation, to meditate on that. What will it be like? And so in today's gospel, our Lord tells us of something about the life in heaven. He says, when they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but they are like the angels in heaven. Okay, we can all take time to meditate on that, to imagine what that will be like. There's no marriage in heaven, and that makes sense. That's reasonable, because what is marriage for? Well, marriage is for the union of love between a man and a woman, the good of the spouses, and procreation, okay, the generation and education of children. So that tells us something about the life in heaven. There is no need for the union of love between a man and a woman in heaven, because they will be united more than they could ever possibly be united here on earth in that union of love with God. And the good of the what would be spouses in heaven is already obtained in the highest good, which is God. And of course, there's no need for the procreation of children because there is no death. But this is eternal life in God. And so, because of these elements of the life in heaven, they are like the angels in heaven, who of course neither marry nor are given in marriage and do not procreate. We see also here an implicit reference to those who embrace the life of perfect chastity in this world. Our Lord counsels this in the Gospel, Matthew chapter 19. Following him, St. Paul does the same in his first letter to the Corinthians. To those who are called and given the grace to embrace a life of perfect chastity in this world. And for this reason, those who are called and do embrace that life, it's called the angelic life. Living chastely in this world, you live like the angels, and the church has always praised this because it bears witness, gives testimony to everyone else of that angelic life that awaits us in heaven. Now, marriage, the great good that marriage is in this world, for someone to sacrifice that for the sake of the kingdom of God, that is a very powerful witness that our end, our goal, our purpose is not found entirely in this world, but points toward the world to come. And of course, we have great praise throughout the centuries from the saints themselves about those who embrace the life of perfect chastity. Saint Basil teaches that virginity is the seed of future incorruption. Indeed, that virgins anticipate here and begin that future likeness with the angels in heaven and desire to be rewarded with its perfection there. Then we have Saint Bernard. Embrace, my brethren, the pearl of great price. Embrace that purity of life which makes you like unto the saints and members of the household of God. And so we pray this Mass for the virtue of chastity, which is so needed and necessary in our world today, particularly in these times in which we live. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.